He mentioned that besides the heter of the tzarech of tzarech mitzvah, or we mentioned this, we mentioned hefsegal already. We also mentioned before there was a heter for somebody who was his semi-charla. There's also a heter of shus to shus. Besides that, there are two other scenarios. We mentioned that there's a heter of shus to shus. One of them is an example of kavod abrius, situation where it would be embarrassing for the person. A person doesn't have a person needs to use the facilities. He doesn't have toilet paper, or something of that sort. So we could ask a goy to do it malachat rabbanon for the purpose shus the malkum of kavod abrius to allow him to have what's necessary to take care of his needs. A person is walking around in a very his clothing became very dirty, so you cannot do malachat deraisa. You cannot ask a goy to do malachat deraisa for that purpose. But the person walk around when the clothing is very dirty and it's the only clothes that he has, he could ask a goy to do scenarios of the serum of malabein, which should only be derabbanon. Getting involved in the details, you could ask a local lemaisa example. But those are examples where a person could ask a goy directly to do a derabbanon, a shus to shus, a makom of kavod abrius. So that's the heter shus to shus. There are other heterim in regards to the heter of amir la'akum. One heter is ben hashmoshes. At the beginning of Shabbos, the period of Ben HaShemoshes, Chazal allowed us to ask a goy to even do a malacha deraisa if there's a need. Ben HaShemoshes, at the beginning of Shabbos, you can ask a goy to do a malacha deraisa, mir lakam on a deraisa, directly, without a hinting, directly during Ben HaShemoshes, if there's a need. So the heter, which you're saying now, shus to shus, is the rest of Shabbos. But during Ben HaShemoshes, at the beginning of Shabbos, we can even ask a goy to do a malacha deraisa if there's a need to do that. Ben HaShemoshes at the end of Shabbos is the Machloikis, and the Mishavura comes out, it's better not to, in that situation, a person should not ask a goy to do Malacha Deraisa, Shus to Shus is Mutter as needed. But Ben HaShemoshes at the beginning of Shabbos, it's Mutter. One more caveat in regards to Ben HaShemoshes at the beginning of Shabbos is in a case where a person was Makabel Shabbos. So a person is Makabel Shabbos, there's a mitzvah to Sefer Shabbos, a person should be Makabel Shabbos to undertake to do the mitzvah of Shabbos. There's a mitzvah to Sefer Shabbos, a mitzvah being mekabel and undertaking to do Shabbos. There's two types of Kabbalah Shabbos. There's a Kabbalah Shabbos, you mean mekabel to Sefer Shabbos. There's a Kabbalah Shabbos, a person is being undertaking the full Kedusha Shabbos. Once a person has undertaken the full Kedusha Shabbos, A, and it's a period of time where most of Klai, so we have to assume already has done so, has a mekabel Shabbos as well. In that situation, then you cannot use the heter of Amir La'akum for a deraisa ben hashmoshes. It goes back to the regular dinners if it's regular Shabbos with all the rules of Shabbos itself. Have a good morning.